airplanes unexpectedly ripping apart by themselves in the sky.
Oh, my God.
Do we have your attention?
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Oh, but surely we are serious. The question of catastrophic airplane fatigue is not a bad Hollywood joke. The Southwest Airlines cases and the safety of older airplanes. Metal fatigue. Just the latest fatigue in air travel. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A serious discussion of the engineering challenge in tracking airplane metal fatigue on this Tuesday, April 5th.
Let's get right to the news, though, this morning. It's not airplanes, but the averting a government shutdown that's occupying Congress right now. If Congress fails to approve a spending bill by Friday, the federal government will shut down. Both sides are dug in at this point. President Obama hopes to end the stalemate when he meets with congressional leaders at the White House later this morning. Both sides are also working on another stopgap bill just in case. But the real long-term battle is shaping up over a Republican plan that will be unveiled later today. It would cut $6 trillion over the next decade by restructuring Medicare and Medicaid.
Another political battle in Washington, the eastern tip of Cuba. Attorney General Eric Holder says Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the man believed to be the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, will be given a military trial on the eastern tip of Cuba, Guantanamo Bay, of course, rather than in a civilian court in New York. Holder says it was Congress who forced his hand.
I have to deal with the situation as I find it, and I have reluctantly made the determination that these cases should be brought in a military commission.
No specific word on when a military trial would begin.
The civil war in Ivory Coast may be coming to a dramatic end this morning. Right now, there are reports that incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo is negotiating his surrender from a bunker beneath his residence in the city of Abidjan. Forces loyal to his rival, Alassane Ouattara, have reportedly surrounded the residence after heavy fighting. A Ouattara spokesman tells the BBC that Gbagbo will not be harmed.
He will be arrested. That's what President Ouattara has always said, that his life is not in stake. He should be taken alive and he should be brought to justice.
Overnight, the United Nations and France launched attacks on Gbagbo's forces throughout the city.
The Federal Aviation Administration has ordered inspections on older models of 737s worldwide after cracks were found in those three Southwest Airlines planes. More on this story and the engineering challenges of monitoring metal fatigue in just a few minutes. The U.S. military says it has ended its combat missions in Libya, now shifting to a support role. The rebels, meanwhile, say they do not accept any solution that would leave Muammar Gaddafi or his sons in power. Preliminary results show musician Michel Sweetmickey Martelly has won Haiti's presidential runoff. And for the first time, Japan has set a standard for the amount of radiation allowed in fish. It comes after radiation several million times the legal limit for seawater was found in the ocean near the Fukushima nuclear plant. The University of Connecticut men cut down the nets after winning their third basketball title. We've been following the NCAA tournament all month. Head over to thetakeaway.org and read what Takeaway sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen has to say about UConn's 51-43 win over Butler.
He was actually driving in Connecticut, pulled his car over to send in his reaction to their win.
Lots of regrets all the way around on that very boring basketball game, kind of like watching metal fatigue. Asian markets mixed, European indices down, futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 12,400. The S&P opens at 1,332, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,789. Coming up this morning.
Yes, we can.
To
change, we can see.
Takeaway listeners are coming up with the challenge of finding a new slogan for Obama's re-election campaign as it gets underway. The president, of course, declaring officially he is running for re-election, not a surprise, but describing this moment in a campaign slogan that sort of embraces what's going on in 2012 versus what went on in 2008. We want your ideas. So does the Obama administration. We'll just say that quietly. 8778 might take more later this hour. But first, when you're high up in the sky, you don't want a sunroof in your plane unexpectedly. We're going to talk about metal fatigue and monitoring airline safety in the wake of the Southwest Airlines incidents.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.